the power and the glory of Jehovah will always be. It will manifest itself to the people who follow my word, who obey Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. There is turbulence in the body of Christ. There are people who have God in a box, who are legalistic, who have no love, but yet want to dominate, want to direct, want to manipulate the Word of God for pride, for money, for everything that is not of God. The end is before you. Those that are on the watchtower, that are ready, that have the oil for their lamps, will be received with open arms, with embraces and kisses from your Heavenly Father. Well done, good and faithful servants. You have obeyed to the end. But there are those that believe they have power. They like to dominate. They like to control the brothers and sisters. They don't even have the oil. Actually, they don't even have the lamps. But yet they have placed themselves on God's throne. They belittle the children of God, trying to use wisdom which belongs to the devil. There's turbulence in the body of Christ. Many will see it. Many will hide from it. Many will ignore it. But there is turbulence in the body of Christ. You go through the Bible like a surgeon, looking at every word, every letter, every comma. You might win the battle, but lose the war. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. Like I told you earlier, Raymundo, you're going to be a thorn in the side of the body of Christ. They will hate you. They will despise you. Just like the prophets of old. The body of Christ has no power. They have disarmed themselves through greed, through self-indulgences, through pride. Remember, Raymundo, you're going to be the thorn that's going to shake and going to rattle this body of mine. Be strong, be brave, be wise. Like I told you before, close those lips, say nothing. God will do the talking. God will deliver the things He's promised. The power and might of God cannot be broken. The glory of God belongs to God. Don't worry about the wives I promised you. I have chosen them. I will deliver them. I will deliver the power of God. I will correct. I will discipline. The body of Christ is so confused. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. From the leaders to the followers, your Father, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit has to correct, has to discipline, or they all will fall into the pit. The blind leading the blind. They lost the innocence of a child. They're going to rebel, Raymundo, against you, against what they read. Do not worry. Do not say a word. Just do as I tell you, and all will go well. I will send people to help you. I will send the funds you need to support your family, to keep the ministry growing. The body of Christ is like a blister that's ready to pop. And you're my thorn, Raymundo. You're going to pop that blister and let the juices run where they may. Remember, do not worry about the women I send. Do not worry about the men I send. Do not worry about the funds I send. You just document my words. Place them on the internet. Watch the power of Jehovah grow. Watch the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth grow. Watch the power of the Holy Spirit grow. For nothing can stop me. The end is before you. The enemy is before you. The body has to unite. They have to learn to love each other. They have to learn to get along with each other. All this bickering, all this fighting, all this discord. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. I want people to take communion every day. I want them to pray at 3 and at 7. I want them to bring the body of Christ together. I want them to help each other. Help the people in the streets. Tell the world that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming with the power and the might of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Raymundo, don't worry about these things I'm going to give you. All will go well. There is an order that you do not understand, and a method you do not understand. But take that step. Trust me. Remember, my words will not come back void. I can do what I want because everything belongs to me. Be wise, be courageous, be strong. Do not be afraid of this new path, this new way that I've leading you. I know it goes totally against your way of thinking, but what's important is to obey your Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Keep those lips closed. Let Jehovah do the talking. Let Jesus Christ of Nazareth do the talking. Let the Holy Spirit do the talking. The devil knows what's happening. The devil is frightened. I love you, Ray. I love my body. Everything will be corrected that needs to be corrected at the proper time, at the proper place. I'm sorry to say that many of the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that have turned to the way of man will not make it. I have spoken to them and spoken to them, but they cover their ears, covered their eyes, and went and did their own thing. So be it. So be it. The vengeance of God is here. The love of God is here. The power of power is here. So be it. So be it. So be it. Over. Time is 11:44 a.m. on the 7th of November, 2006. Over.